think the whole of the second half, and Sutherland were the one man, you know, were down a man, you know. I think the whole second half they really worked hard, because it took them the first 10 minutes really of the second half, you know, to fight for everything, to kind of, to get the momentum to push on for the last 20 or so. So we'd be very happy with that. I suppose, Charlie, you know, we're working on a lot of things at the minute, and we're giving the players a lot of information. We're trying to get them to take it in, and you know, we wouldn't have been happy with a lot of our game last night in the first half particularly, and the boys knew that at half time as well, and I suppose it was the first game at home and there was a bit of pressure and stuff, but we didn't do a lot of the things that we've been working on, and that was very, very disappointing, you know, from the group's point of view. Second half, you know, at half time, you know, the players themselves and ourselves, we spoke about the fact that, you know, we had to be honest with ourselves, and we had to, you know, try and create a momentum and give it everything, you know, and see where that took us, and a lot of the things, I suppose, that we were looking for in the first half that we probably didn't speak about at half time, you know, it came then as a result of that, and we'd just be happy, you know. Obviously, you were talking about, you know, getting the point and stuff, you know, at 8 points down, with a man down, it could have been 14 or 16, you know, on a given night.
Absolutely.
And you know, in the circumstances, we'd be very, very happy that they were able to continue to work, and I suppose the wee bit of belief there as well, you know, that they could get something and keep going to the very, very end. And, you know, the fact that we sort of played a lot more direct in the second half, you know, I think we had five or six goal chances, you know, or half. Couple of half chances anyway, and that was encouraging, and we didn't really have any of them in the first half, because we didn't ask the questions in the first half of the Sligo defence. So there's a lot of learning in there for us, you know, and a lot of food for thought for us for the next few weeks trying to get that right.
It's a good point, Jim, to play in direct, you know, because we were talking about it on the way into the game here today. It was almost right, we're 8 points down, we have nothing to lose here, let's start banging it into to Murphy and to Colin McFadden. I mean, that worked, because I thought Colin McFadden had a great last 20 minutes to the game, and so did Murphy when they really got an opportunity. But they've got good support from players coming on to the ball as well at that stage.
Yeah, well, I thought Colin was very good for the whole game. Like, you know, I think he kicked 3 points in play, a couple in the first half as well. And I think he, you know, particularly when he was switching between full forward and centre forward because of the ex-man situation, I think he showed very good sort of awareness on the ball at number 11. He picked up some breaks as well there, you know, and we've been, you know, I think that would have been one of the key parts of getting us back into the game. Obviously, Michael carried a massive threat inside. But, no, listen, overall, We'd be happy that, you know, that they didn't give in and they kept working to the very end, and we got a point out of it, and we go back to the training pitch now, and we'll try and build on that in the next couple of weeks, and, you know, prepare for Tyrone, and hopefully, you know, we can look at a few other aspects now and try and really focus on them and try and get them right for the next night and build that way, because, as I say, Charlie, you know, we trained on Tuesday night last week, and it was the first time we had the full squad together, and it's very much kind of building blocks, and, you know, you can only do so much in a training session. You could say 50 things, like, you know what I mean? But there's only 5 or 6 things maybe
stick,
you know, and I would be sort of the opinion myself personally in coaching that, you know, maybe focus on one or two things, try and get that right and move on to the next things, and that's why I suppose for this group of Donegal players, it's very, very, very early days, you know, and I would personally feel myself that, you know, that we'll be learning about ourselves more through the league than anything, and hopefully towards the end of the league, it will be sort of a consistent shape on the team that people will, you know, they'll say that's
the interesting thing, Jim, because, I mean, obviously everybody knows it's a rebuilding process and you've started that, but it's also a results business. So it's trying to find the balance between the two, isn't it? Because, I mean, for me, staying in Division 2 this year would be a great achievement for the team, because it's a very tough division and it's going to be very difficult, and you've only got two home games left and four games away. So are you caught in that quandary as well? You know what's needed in terms of team building, but you also want to try and win matches.
Well, I think it's a good point. You know, it's not easy sometimes, trying to develop a team in the glare of the public, and that's what we're having to do because we don't have our lads at midweek, so you're forced that the weekends become very important, and 7 out of the next 9 weekends is games. So, you know, we have to sort of, you know, whether we want to work on a kick out or we want to work on how we move the ball, whatever it is, you know, we have to do that in the glare of the public eye. And that's a difficult one, you know. I suppose if you're in a job a couple of years, you know, in the off season and the pre season and stuff like that, there you can start working it. But we're just, I suppose, in the first few rungs of the ladder, and we're starting from scratch, really, you know, in relation to what we want for the team. And so it's not easy from that point of view. And, you know, when you're learning anything, it doesn't matter what it is, if it's a guitar or whatever, you know, there's two steps forward and one step back. And unfortunately, for our players, that's going to happen in the National League games and in front of everybody else's eyes. And there's nothing we can do about that. But in another way, that could be a positive, because, you know, they come through that and they learn that way. Then they've got a really good learning experience in competitive games, you know. So hopefully now that the injury situation can keep continuing to improve, and we can continue to look forward to playing games. And as I said, you know, we'll be targeting, I suppose, the last few league games, that, you know, to be really have a good idea of our squad at that stage and how we play at that stage. And, you know, obviously fitness levels will be coming into that stage. And you know, we're out on the 15th of May, so it's a very, very short time frame from the last game of the league to the first round of the championship. And that's why, you know, we're trying to condense as much as we can. Yeah. You know, when you finish the league, Charlie, on the 10th of April, if you're the last game in the Ulster Championship, you've 9 weeks. But if you're the first game, you're five. You know, so it's a very, very close time frame there. And, you know, the week of the game, you do very little. And then, you know,
that's
the way it works. You know, so you know, we're aware of that, and we're aware of, I suppose, where we're at. But there's an awful lot of work to be done, and all we can do is just try and approach it bit by bit and get it right, and continue to try and move forward. You know, we know that there's going to be an odd setback and in the middle of that, but we just have to try and stay positive and keep on building, you know.
So what I would say is, finally then, patience is the key word for everybody.
Well, patience is the key word. I mean, that's what we just talked about Tyrone earlier, you know what I mean? They're 5 points down here and they're not panicking and they're being patient, and it's very interesting now to see the psychology of them coming out in the second half. And do they continue to do that if they're 5 points down with 10 minutes to go or 5 minutes to go? This is the interesting thing about it, you know. It's great sitting there watching it, I suppose.
Exactly.
Down the sideline. But, you know, that's what we need to do. We need to, I suppose, we know as a backroom team what we want to do with the players, and we know where we want to be, say, on the 15th of May. There's a lot of things that have to happen in between now and then, and hopefully, you know, that, God willing, anyway, the boys will stay healthy now and continue to get healthy, and that'll contribute to it, you know.